Anger is simmering in the Indian-controlled Kashmir against New Delhi's crackdown on the region's religious and political organizations and leaders. In a move that has enraged the people of Kashmir, India's counter-terrorism organization National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has summoned Kashmir's head priest and senior pro-independence leader, Mirwais Umar Farooq, to New Delhi for questioning. Mirwais has declined to travel to Delhi, citing security threat. Muttahida Majlis-e-Ulama, United Council of Kashmir's Religious Scholars and Traders Federation have strongly condemned the summoning of Mirwais Umar to Delhi and termed it, quote, interference in the religious affairs of Muslims.
Dr. Umar Farooq Sahib.
Mirwais Umar Farooq is not only a political figure, but he is also a top clerk and a member of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Summoning him to the New Delhi for questioning is unacceptable to the people of Kashmir.
Rallies were held across the region after Friday prayers to express solidarity with the pro-independence leadership and also condemn New Delhi's ban on socio-political religious organization Jamaat-e-Islami addressing Friday congregation in Kashmir's historic central mosque, which has been the center of Kashmir's resistance struggle from 1931. Mirwais Umar Farooq said that New Delhi cannot force the leadership of Kashmir into submission by intimidating them. Since the recent air strikes by both India and Pakistan and in the run-up to India's general elections, New Delhi has intensified its crackdown on pro-independence leaders. So far, the National Investigation Agency has carried raids on the residences of Mirwais Umar Farooq, Sayyid Hasan Mosavi, Yasin Malik, Shabir Shah, and scores of pro-independence leaders. At least 8 leaders have been arrested so far.
Public outrage is growing here in Kashmir. Observers believe New Delhi's crackdown on the region's political and religious leaders will lead to further alienation of the people of Kashmir and will only worsen the situation. Said Ali Safi, reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.